Welcome to Instant Trivia, the podcast that delves deep into the world of fun facts and intriguing questions, episode 1121. Buckle up, because we've got the best trivia on the internet lined up for you. Let the games begin. Round 1, category, U.S. colleges and universities. Get ready for a virtual tour. First question, folks. After the devastating Hurricane Katrina, which university had a makeup Lagniop semester that started in May 2006? The answer is Tulane University. Did you know that Lagniop is a Creole term meaning a small gift given to a customer? Moving on to the second question. Both Yahoo and Google owe their existence to this California university where their founders studied. Can you guess which one it is? The answer is Stanford University, a breeding ground for innovation. Third question. While Texas Lutheran University is in Seguin, this school founded in 1873 can be found in Fort Worth. Any guesses? The answer is Texas Christian University, home of the Horned Frogs. Question 4. This North Carolina university was founded in a certain town in 1834 but is now located in Winston-Salem. Where was it originally? The answer is Wake Forest. The university moved to its current location in 1956. And our fifth question, which Ivy League school holds the title of being the northernmost? The answer is Dartmouth College. Nestled in Hanover, New Hampshire, it's a beautiful blend of academia and nature. Round 2. The category, the Iberian Peninsula. Let's cross the Atlantic and explore this fascinating region. First question. The Spanish referred to the Muslims as Moors, indicating they were from which country? The answer is Morocco, a rich blend of cultures and histories. Our second question. This highly valued spice hailing from La Mancha lends its golden hue to the famous dish, paella. What is it? The answer is saffron. It's one of the world's most expensive spices, by weight. Third question. Which 2.25 square mile area on the Iberian Peninsula belongs to the United Kingdom? The answer is Gibraltar. A unique geopolitical location indeed. Question 4. To make port in Porto, Portugal, you add what to wine and age it? The answer is brandy. So that's the secret to the unique flavor of port wine. Our fifth question. This eastern region is the heart of Spain's citrus industry, known for its December orange harvests. What is it called? The answer is Valencia. The sweet scent of oranges must be quite enchanting there in December. Round 3. Category, don't lose your train of thought. All aboard the Trivia Express. First question in this round. Platform 9-3 Quarth at King's Cross Station in which city is the gateway to Hogwarts for young wizard Harry Potter? The answer is London, a magical city indeed. Second question. The Grand Traverse Dinner Train specializes in tours of this duration. Is Gilligan on board? The answer is 3 hours. Just a short trip, no need for a 3-hour tour to go awry, like in Gilligan's Island. Third question. The Lookout Mountain Incline Railway, one of the world's steepest, begins its journey in which Choo Choo City? The answer is Chattanooga, a thrilling ride for sure. Question 4. In 1912, Henry Flagler rode the first train that linked the U.S. mainland to this southernmost city in Florida. Which city was it? The answer is Key West, a marvelous engineering feat of its time. Fifth question. After touring the Coors Brewing Company, you might want to visit the Colorado Railroad Museum in this city. Which city are we talking about? The answer is Golden, a town with a sparkling name. Round 4. The category, the 10 plagues of Egypt. Let's travel back in time to the era of ancient Egypt. First question. The waters of Egypt were transformed into what during the first plague? The answer is blood, a startling spectacle indeed. Second question. The third plague brought an infestation of what parasitic arthropods, much like what can occasionally be found in school classrooms? The answer is lice, not the kind of visitors anyone wants. Just a reminder, the category is the 10 plagues of Egypt. Third question. During the seventh plague, what rained upon the land of Egypt, shattering every tree of the field? The answer is hail, a storm of biblical proportions. Question 4. In the eighth plague, swarms of what darkened the land, covering the face of the earth? The answer is locusts, a sight that must have been both horrifying and awe-inspiring. Fifth question. Passover gets its name from when God passed over the Israelites' homes, sparing them from what final plague? The answer is the death of the firstborn, a somber moment in history. Final round. The category, you got nerve. Let's dive into the fascinating world of human anatomy. First question in this round. When you hit this bone, the ulnar nerve creates an unamusing sensation in your elbow. What is it? The answer is the humerus. Despite the pain, the name is quite funny, isn't it? Second question. What's the term for a group of nerves? Hint, the solar one is quite famous. The answer is plexus. It's all interconnected. Third question. Which professional often anesthetizes the mandibular and lingual nerves as part of their drill? The answer is a dentist. Makes visits much less nerve-wracking. Question 4. The olfactory nerve is responsible for which sense? The answer is smell. Definitely a nose for news. Fifth question. Running from the lower back down the leg, the sciatic nerve has what distinction among the body's nerves? The answer is it's the longest nerve. Now that's a long journey. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this journey of trivia. Return tomorrow for another episode filled with exciting and intriguing questions. Stay curious, trivia lovers.